In New Jersey, a coalition of about a dozen statewide environmental groups today released a list of guiding principles they say the state should follow as it begins to rebuild in the wake of Hurricane Sandy. WBAI's Jose Santiago monitored a telephone news conference organized by the coalition today. He files this report.
Funding needs to be directed towards restoring and enhancing and protecting the environment. There's a lot of money that's been allocated now. It's being considered by Congress. That money needs to be used wisely, and a large portion of it needs to be used to restore and protect the environment.
Tim Dillingham, executive director of the American Littoral Society, sounding what would become a recurring theme among environmentalists today, that the environment suffered in the same way people who lost their homes suffered, and that the rebuilding must be transparent and address pre-Sandy environmental needs that were long ignored. Cindy Sipp is executive director of Clean Ocean Action.
We have launched programs to clean up a lot of the debris and the material that's washed up on the breaches. And I think what is very clear is that Sandy was not just a disaster in terms of community. It was a ecological disaster as well. And the coast is what draws people to the shore. And in order to continue that, it needs to be clean and it needs to be healthy. And we've got a lot of work to do to bring that back as well.
And so the coalition today outlined a series of principles they feel policymakers should consider when deciding how to spend the tens of billions of dollars in recovery funds being promised by Washington. Again, Tim Dillingham of the American Littoral Society.
First is that the state and the state government in particular have a responsibility and obligation to protect life and property, as well as the environment, and we need to look at that in a way that the state uses its power of planning, regulation, and financial decisions to help guide making people safer, making communities more resilient, and ensuring that the environment is protected. The process that the state's going to engage in as they make those decisions needs to be open and transparent and involve the public. And it needs to be based on an understanding of the an assessment of the risks and vulnerabilities that led to the devastation that we see. If we don't do that assessment in an open and honest way, we leave ourselves vulnerable to future disaster. We need to work towards resilient communities, knowing that we will see storms like this again and preparing for them. The idea of simply going back in and building exactly where we were before sets ourselves up for the same type of pain and destruction that our communities are experiencing now. So the idea that we need to build better and smarter really has to be a foundational principle for all the decisions that are going to be made. We need to look at and respond to and help people with the immediate public health issues. There are hundreds of thousands of tons of debris, untreated sewage effluent from the treatment plants that were overflowed. There's potentially significant public health issues here during the cleanup and remediation, and we need to make sure that the public understands the exposures that they may have and take all the steps we can to make sure that they're safeguarded and that their health is protected.
One key consideration, says Dillingham, must be the possibility of limiting redevelopment in locations prone to flooding.
In areas that are likely to be repeatedly flooded, that are highly vulnerable, we need to consider not redeveloping those areas, a strategic retreat from high vulnerability areas, and perhaps converting those lands to parklands. It needs to be part of the discussion as we're making particularly the public investments in going forward.
With federal dollars not expected to fund the full cost of recovery, it is likely there will be competition for how that money is spent. Generally, sectors of society that promise jobs and tax revenues are favored. The voices that want to quickly rebuild boardwalks and amusement parks are already being heard, and environmentalists are feeling that someone must speak for the planet and for an intelligent relationship with that planet going forward. Ed Potosnik is executive director of the New Jersey League of Conservation Voters.
We're very grateful to our first responders, the mayors, all the folks who have just put forth heroic efforts as we continue to recover and clean up. But we also have a responsibility, the environmental community, and all those individuals that are involved in how we go forward, that we don't repeat the mistakes of the past. that when the next severe storm plays out, it's not playing out like a TV rerun. And this set of principles that we're sharing is guidance to ensure that we do it differently and better so that we are more resilient.
For WBAI News, I'm Jose Santiago.